Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I am so excited to have you all here and get together. I started to look forward to this. I don't know about you guys, but I really start looking forward to hanging out with Cleaning Nation and getting to interact with you guys. Probably one of my favorite things to do. So we were supposed to have Dale Hearn on the show, but apparently he's got some big, sexy bid that he was on. Hopefully trying to make some money. And sadly, we do not pay to be a guest on our little live broadcast here, or a podcast. So, we encourage him to go make some money and do what you can. So all of you expecting Dale Hearn, we'll probably try and reschedule him. But, as of now, it's just me you're stuck with. Buddy Davis says she loves coming here too. So glad. I love this community. For all of you that want more of the community, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can subscribe to, cause I don't know where you're accessing us, but we have a podcast. We obviously have a live broadcast. We have a, YouTube channel you can subscribe to. There's a Facebook group. I think 7,000 owners of cleaning companies. Joe Lou in the house. Always good to see, your virtual face, me amigo. But go to growmycleaningcompany.com to really, jump in on the community, because there is, I love hanging out with you guys, but there are so many cool people in the community, and I want you guys all to benefit from one another. So because Dale Hearn, the great, is not able to be here, and hopefully if we get him back on, we'll let him tell us how he did on the bid. And if he didn't get the bid, we're going to judge completely. But if he got the bid, we will, we'll give him a pass as long as he sold a nice big contract. So today we are going to talk about the number one thing you need to grow your cleaning company. I have coached easily hundreds, maybe thousands at this point. I should probably count at some point of owners of cleaning companies. And I have found rich or poor, educated or uneducated, good looking or not, tall or short, young or old, there is one unifying thing that you need to not just grow a cleaning company, but be an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur. And that's what we're going to dive into. So if you are stuck, if you feel like you can't grow, you can't hire, you can't move forward, the world is against you, you are in the right place. We're going to talk about that, because we know, as being owners of cleaning companies, that the reason we do this is because we want financial freedom. We want to be able to impact the world. We want to be able to fulfill our dreams, spend time with our family, create jobs, right? As entrepreneurs, we are called to do really big things. And if we don't have this one thing, we are never going to live up to our potential. And I want to make sure, at least in our community, that everybody knows it and is able to work on it. So a lot of people think that thing is hard work. And I got to tell you, I love hard work. And I definitely found the harder people work, the more successful they are. The problem is a lot of times that comes into diminishing returns, in that if we're doing the wrong things the wrong way, or looking at life the wrong way, and we just do more of it, that's not going to help, right? So we need to make sure that we're looking things the right way. So the one thing that we really need, and I found if I could pick anything in a student, it would be commitment. Commitment, and a close second would be, I guess that's really the same thing. A close second would be willingness to do uncomfortable things and step outside of their comfort zone, which really comes to commitment, right? Because the uncommitted, when things get hard or scary, you have to do something you don't like to do, quit. And say, well, I'm just going to stay in my comfort zone and do nothing. But the committed, hopefully, as long as it's legal and ethical and moral, are willing to do whatever it takes. And honest to goodness, if I could pick a student, if I could have money, I'll take commitment. If I could have education, I'll take commitment. If I could have contacts in the business world, I will take commitment. And the cool thing is, we don't have oftentimes control over if we were born rich or poor, good looking or not. Not everyone can look good looking like the lovely Natalie, or average looking like me. My bride is not here with me today. She's actually, I think, moderating the call. So if you want to say hey to Natalie, you put it in the chat. If you're wondering, all of you accessing this on video, where she is, sorry, you're stuck with my average looking mug. All right. So that commitment, I will take over just about everything in the world, right? So many people think, and also absolutely TJ, good traits in employees, right? We want, not only do we want to be a committed person, but guess what? You attract who you are. And if you are ultra committed, always solving problems, always like, what is it going to take to get this right? You'll find that you attract people like that, whether it's customers or employees, or even a spouse or a mate. So another thing that is going to trip you up is if I just knew what to do, right? Some people come to me for the secret. Just tell me how to advertise or who to market to or whatever. And certainly there's systems and processes to make your work and your efforts more effective. And I'm not trying to downplay that, but they're all hard, right? Facebook's going to shut your ads down. Home Advisor will send you crappy leads, and I'm not knocking any of those. They can be great resources. Your direct mail campaign won't work. It doesn't matter what the magic bullet, whoever's trying to sell you something, is saying. This is the one, right? This advertising source is going to do it. If you're not committed to see it through and try 2 and 3 and 4 and 10 times until you get it right, oftentimes it's not going to work. So we got to get off of the concept of, if I just knew what to do, if there's some sort of secret, everything would be easy, right? We can certainly, and that's what we do all day, every day, is help make growing a business simple for you, but I have no way to make it easy. We'd have to charge a lot more if we could make it easy, but we only know how to make it simple. Do whatever it takes. Absolutely. Jason said that, and I couldn't, great core value. Oh my gosh, Jason Johnson, bring in a core value of do whatever it takes. That may or may not be everybody's core values. It's not one of mine. We're have fun, make money, be real, and help out. But that should absolutely be every one of entrepreneurs. I'm getting so excited. I'm talking too fast. That should absolutely be one core value or one value of every entrepreneur, right? That do what it takes is at the base. Really, the rest of the world walks and does their job, and whatever happens, they kind of let the world happen to them. As entrepreneurs, we are tasked with bending reality to our will. I promise anybody that's created anything great had to bend reality in 1,000 different stepping or excuses to quit to their will. You know, and I've used this example before, having hired and had hundreds and hundreds of employees. I found the $10 an hour employee is the least committed. That's really the difference between a $100,000 a year employee and a $10 an hour employee. The $10 an hour employee lacks commitment, will give up just about anything, right? If he's a janitor or a maid or he works for you and his car doesn't start, he's not coming in, right? If he wakes up feeling a little sniffly, he's not coming in. If he had a glass and a half of wine last night and he wakes up, you know, a little fuzzy headed, he's not coming in. He just immediately quits and gives up, right? If your job, someone says something to him, or just about anything happens, they're looking for reasons to quit oftentimes. When you get to a supervisor level of $20 or $30, he or she is going to figure a way, even if his car is dead, to get to work. But if he gets to work and the door's locked, he might quit there, right? So the higher up you do and people that you hire, really what you're paying for is commitment and creativity to, I'm going to keep doing whatever it takes. Jason Johnson, core value, TM, patent pending. Thanks for letting me borrow it, Jason. And he never did. I'm just stealing it. But the higher the value, the person is, they're just going to do what it takes and be more creative and more committed to getting that result. So as entrepreneurs at the top of the food chain, as we know, when I had the car business, we had our frontline people that were to get the cars ready, right? And if we had a car that maybe we paid too much for, or, you know, we'd had it for a while and, you know, the value had gone down, whatever, it wasn't a good deal for us. And then something big like a transmission went out or an engine went out. Everyone would just kick it up the road, right? The frontline get ready guy would just be like, I don't know. He talked to the service manager. The service manager would be like, I can't spend that kind of money because we'll lose money on the car. And they'd come to me. And I always say, so we're just going to bury it in the backyard? Like, what do we do? At some point, even with the difficult decision, you have to do something, right? The only guaranteed wrong thing was let that car continue sitting in my lot broken, getting lower and lower in value. So I, as the owner, had to make the decision, the hard decision of, I am committed to, we have to figure this out, right? We can't just let this car sit here until the end of time. We're going to have to sell it. And if we take a loss or whatever we do, we have to mitigate it. But I was committed to, because it's my dealership and my lot, making sure every single one of the spots is taken up with cars that we could sell and make money on. Whereas the people that are less committed just kind of gave up and brought it up. So that commitment is huge. And again, a lot of people just think that the reality is you have to grow first and your company can grow. So as much as I love helping people grow their companies, the dirty little secret that I don't share a lot is I don't help people grow their companies. I help people grow them. And once their companies grow, then we can grow, or once they grow, then we can grow their company, which is just absolutely it. So you want to make sure, first and foremost, we're growing ourselves and how we look at the world and our ability to take on bigger and more difficult problems. And once we have that, then and only then can our companies grow. But I promise you, your company's never going to grow beyond your ability as an entrepreneur. So we always want to grow and invest in yourself first. I tell people, like, I'd like to see a 5 or 10% client attraction budget. I like to have a 2 to 4% or even 5% professional development budget for not just you, but your employees, right? And one of my favorite things is when people are cheap and they don't want to invest in their employees, they'll say stuff like, what if I invest in my employees in training and they quit? Well, what if you don't invest in your employees and training and they stay, right? So that's the same. You're always going to stay with you. Whatever business you're in is going to be you. So the best money I found that I can spend is typically to invest into myself and my own training. And again, that's a commitment level, right? And it's so funny, the people that desperately need the training always feel like they know what they're doing. I'm good. I got this, but they don't have it and they're broke and they're not good. The people that are kicking butt and taking names are, it's so funny. Those are the ones that invest the most in themselves. So the people that you would think paradoxically don't need the help are the ones that do need the help because they've always been committed. They've always been investing themselves. So that level of commitment throughout everything, right? Is it easier to not invest in yourself, time, money, passion, energy to grow and just stay home and watch TV? Heck yeah, way easier. And you can just be like, well, I'll just, you know, sell more accounts or do more stuff or whatever, and it'll work out. And maybe it will, but that commitment level, I'll do whatever it takes. If it's investing myself, if it's growing, if it's stepping out of my comfort zone, if it's being coachable, all the stuff that's hard is typically what you need to grow. And then it's funny when we do really well, people look at us and go, he got lucky, right? That's another thing that we can absolutely get killed on is it's the world's fault. It's the world's fault, right? Like, no one wants to work. People won't pay for my services. You don't understand. In my area, everybody's cheap, right? There's always these beliefs. And the problem with those beliefs are if that's the reality, then you're stuck, right? No one will work in your area, then I guess just quit, right? Or if no one will pay for service, just quit. But the reality is, you know, as well as I know, people will pay for your service. You know how I know? Because there's a competitor that's kicking butt, right? There's people in Cleaning Nations that are killing it in your area. And so it sounds at the beginning of, like a bummer, right? Like, oh my gosh, if I'm failing and it's 100% within my realm, and I have to take extreme massive ownership, then it sucks because I've got to take responsibility for my own issues, right? But it can also be freeing because if you're the one and the only one that created the circumstance that you're in now and you don't like it, well, you're the only one that can fix it. So I know at the beginning, it sounds tough to take full extreme ownership, which is again, another level of commitment. But if I just say owners of cleaning companies are broke, they don't want my help, they're lazy, blah, 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 I can make any excuse in the world. The reality is the impact I was put here to do is not going to happen. And the impact that you're putting the world to do with your business isn't going to happen if you let yourself off easy with an excuse of the employees suck, customers suck, everything sucks, my market's too small, my market's too big, there's too many competitors, that guy's better looking than I am, he had all the advantages, he went to college, he's a part of a franchise, he's not part of a franchise, whatever excuses we want, the reality is, you were in your circumstances 100% because you created it, right? You know, maybe when you're a kid, we're born one way or another. But once we hit our adulthood, pretty much the entire life that we have is based on decisions that we've made. The good news is we can make different decisions and get a different result. So the encouraging part is we can absolutely do it for ourselves. So what else do we have to say? The reality is, and we love to do one of our favorite things, and this is just a terrible thing about where we're in society. We look on Facebook and be like, oh, that guy's always traveling. His life is great. Or we look at other business owners. Hey, Vanita. And we're just like that guy or that guy had all the advantage, right? He had it made because he had rich parents or he had it made because of this. The reality is that guy or that gal made it because he was committed, right? He had just as many, if not more problems than you had. He or she just wouldn't give up. And just instead of saying, well, because I don't have money, I can't grow. Because my car won't start, I can't go to work. Because X, that may be true, right? I'm tall, I'm short, I'm white, I'm black, I'm fat, I'm skinny, whatever. Because X, that may be true, then Y, which is full of crap, right? Because he has a bunch of education, I don't, true, I can't succeed. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. So we've got to get rid of that. And I get that all the time in coaching. Because my employee quit, I have to clean. So be really careful when you move from that because true, false, right? Because my employee quit, true, non-negotiable, I have to go clean. Hold on, now that's crap. And we get that in our mind because the first thing's true, we give way too much credence to the second thing, right? Because I don't have any money, I can't grow my company. Well, guess what? We help people every day that are broke, but the ones that are resourceful find ways to access money to invest in whatever it is they need to. So we got to get off of that because true, false. Right? Because I don't have any money, I can't grow. Because I don't have any education, I'm going to fail. Because no one wants, because this guy quit, no one wants to work. Or because my last five people, no one wants to work. We got to really get rid of that and identify what we're saying that's true and what we're saying that we're just making up is true. So we don't have to really look at what we can do different. One more thing. And I think this might be a short one because this is a big one. Really, commitment, 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 commitment. And if we just phrase everything from I can't succeed because to what would I have to do to make this reality, right? I'll never hit $1 million business. I've tried and failed every time. True. I've tried and failed every time. False. So I'll never have $1 million business. Another way to do that is I've tried and failed every time. True. Let's follow with another truth. What would I have to do to get that $1 million business, right? What would I have to do different? So the way that we look at stuff and the way that we ask ourselves questions can have massive power. The other part of commitment that really, and these are all kind of hand in hand, is decision making. When we are committed, we make fast decisions and we make them often and we are confident in them. Really, as a business owner, all we're doing is making a series of decisions, right? That's, we're bending reality to our will and we are making decisions for us, for our customers, for our employees, for the world. And do we always make the decisions? No. Can we ever make 100% of the decisions right? No. Can we build that decision-making muscle and always be decisive? Yes. So I would much rather see you be decisive almost on the wrong decision than be indecisive and do nothing, because doing nothing is always the wrong decision, almost always the wrong decision, 90% of the time. And making a wrong decision is only going to be wrong about half the time. So your odds are always better making a decision. And the bull crap that we think is, well, it takes forever to make a decision, right? When I decided to lose weight, finally, it took me 10 years, 20 years of eating like crap and lose weight. And you know, that's how long it took to make the decision, 10 years. Nope. I promise you, there was one moment in time where you said, no more. I won't live like this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm committed, right? And really, decision is just deciding to be committed to an outcome. So it's still the commitment. We're just kind of giving the tools to make that commitment work. And decision-making is an absolute underpinning for making for commitment. And decision decisiveness equals commitment. When I'm not committed, I can be super non-decisive, right? Like again, the guys with the cars, they weren't really committed to making things succeed, so they weren't decisive. If it was their money and their car and their lot and their opportunity, they would have figured it out, right? They would have been forced to have, they would have had more commitment because it was theirs, which would have forced them to be decisive. So I really want to encourage you to flex that muscle of being decisive. One of the little, exercise I'd gave when I had one-on-one clients is, when you go out to eat, decide what you're going to have in the first 30 seconds, right? And it's a silly little thing, but it is a muscle just like anything else. When I go to the gym, I can't lift a bunch of weight. I can only lift a little weight, but if I keep doing it, I'll get better. If you start making little decisions quickly and decisively, you can start making bigger decisions quickly and decisively. So you want to get out of, I don't know, what are you having? Have you been here before? I had this. I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. And you can waste years of your life over, if you eat out enough, fooling out what you're going to eat, and you might just be wrong anyway. Decide what you're going to have and decide you're going to love it. That's a great, very small step to start flexing that decision-making process. So there's two things I want you to leave with. And TJ says, it's amazing what ideas you can think of when you eliminate, I can't and it won't work. That is so true. Both, man, TJ's on fire, both internally and externally. You're exactly right. It's so funny. They're almost the same. I can hear people saying, I can't, or I wish, or it's such a bummer that, like this very passive language. I know what's going on in their brains. And when people use words like I will, and it's going to, and no matter what, I know what's going on in their brain. So it's so funny how the external really is a reflection of the internal. So the two things that I want to encourage you to do, the action items, are to, one, decide on your commitment level, right? If you are all into growing your business, be all in and make a decision. You're going to do whatever it takes to do that and start asking healthy questions like, what would I need to do to get where I want to go? Not I can't or I won't, or how would it feel if I screwed up or any of that stuff. Just what, how committed am I? And if you're at a 10, what do I need to do to make that work? And then make a decision without stopping and thinking in second or third or fifth guessing yourself to take that action. So if you just, if that's all you get from our time together, is that knowledge at really going, wow, this guy has coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of owners of cleaning companies, and we found the people that are successful have high level of commitment. The people that are unsuccessful have low level commitment. The good thing is that's something within your control, right? If it's people that were already millionaires were successful, that might be tough, because if you're not a millionaire, it might take time to get there. Whereas you can decide to be committed right now. You can do that in an instant. So that's what I'm going to encourage you to do, is decide on your commitment level to your business. And if it is a 10 or higher, do whatever it takes that's legal, ethical, or moral, and just know that there's power in that decisiveness and that commitment. Once you do that, you can rule the world. This isn't just for business. You can start dictating what your entire universe looks like, where you go, who you spend time with. And again, you'll find the systems and processes and all the stuff that we teach that are amazing. You'll find those helpful once you have made a commitment, but almost useless until you've made a commitment. So if and when you have made that commitment today that you were absolutely committed to your cleaning company, you're going to do whatever it takes to grow, I'm going to make your life even easier. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now, you will find a free complimentary online masterclass you can sign up for that is going to give you the steps that you need to make that transition. Typically, when we work with people, the commitment's a lot more expensive and takes a lot more leap of faith and you can do all sorts of stuff. This is one of the few times you're going to get to follow up with your commitment on an easy baby step, which is going to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for that masterclass, and attend, obviously, right? That's another level of commitment, right? So there might be however many hundreds or thousands of people listen to this on the podcast or view it on the YouTube channel or here with us live or however you are hearing this or seeing this, you'd be shocked at how few will actually take action and do what it is that they need to do. And then some of those that go to the website and sign up for this free masterclass won't even attend. And then there's a call to action at the end of that. And it's so crazy how many people say that they're interested, but when you ask them to do the very smallest thing, you find out they are interested but not committed. And there's a chasm of difference between interested and committed. Anyway, great. So Albert says, working right now and really burnt out because I don't have enough contracts for employees. Starting to hate my job. It's not a business. It's a job. Would love to help you with that, Albert. We will save that whole topic as a different for a different day. But I want to encourage you, if you decide that you're when your business, how much money you need to make to quit your job, when you're going to do that, and then you only ask questions, what would I need to make happen? What reality would have to be true? What things would have to be true for that reality to come into place? You would be shocked at how your brain will start giving you creative answers for that. And again, step one would be go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the free masterclass. I can't wait to talk to all of you guys that are committed. Love you being a part of this nation. Feel free to reach out to me, to Natalie, put something in the Facebook group and let us know what commitment you've made and what decisions you've made so we can support you as a community. Really enjoyed hanging out with you guys. We'll talk to you next time. Go out there, be committed. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.